presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, A Farewell to Arms. The starring players...
This is Gary Cooper.
This is Joan Fontaine.
And this is Pedro de Cordova.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in a radio adaptation of Ernest Hemingway's immortal story of the First World War, A Farewell to Arms. It stars Gary Cooper as Frederick, Joan Fontaine as Catherine, and Pedro de Cordova as the priest. The Lady Esther, Screen Guild players, in A Farewell to Arms.
The big guns going day after day. If you've ever heard the guns like that, I think that you will understand. I am a priest, not a judge. Even now I cannot say that they were right or wrong. That boy...
Forget the war. Can't we forget the war for a while?
And that girl...
If the guns would stop, if they would only stop.
The boy Federico was an American volunteer, a lieutenant in our Italian ambulance corps. The girl Catherine was a nurse, one of those whom the English had sent to help our hospital behind the lines. That year, in 1917, we needed much help. The war was going badly for us. There at the hospital, we could hear the guns. And all week long, the ambulances came. All week long, they brought us what the guns had left. It was that week the American came in, straight from the blood and horror of the front, straight back from death, and all he asked...
What kind of a town is this? Any girls?
And so they met that boy and that girl. And that evening, they sat outside in the garden... And the guns were pounding in their hearts.
Sort of nice out here.
Yes, it is. If only the guns would stop.
They won't. Might as well enjoy what we can.
Oh, I'm afraid that Ferguson won't approve.
Ferguson? Who's he?
It's a she. Fergie's my roommate. Half nurse, half Monahan.
Well, I guess we're even. Rinaldi won't approve either.
Major Rinaldi, the surgeon?
I'm bunking with him tonight. He says he's in love with you.
Major Rinaldi's in love with any girl who'll listen. You're American, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why are you driving an Italian ambulance?
Well, I was over here when the war broke out.
And you like the uniform?
I like the language.
You're very odd.
Oh, I don't know. What are you doing here?
Oh, I joined up in England. The boy I was engaged to had gone across.
Oh, where is he now?
He's dead. He was killed in the Somme.
Oh, too bad. Had you been engaged long?
8 years. We grew up together.
Why didn't you marry?
Oh, I don't know. If I had to do it all over again, I'd have married him. I didn't know then what war was like.
No. No one ever does.
I had an idea. Oh, a very silly idea. I thought he might come to the hospital where I was with a saber cut or a shoulder wound or something picturesque.
They don't make those wars picturesque anymore.
No, he didn't have a saber cut. They blew him to bits.
Well, no use brooding about the past. Like to take a walk?
Yes, let's. We started out to walk, and now we're not walking at all.
Don't you like it here?
Such an odd place to rest, on a statue. Or should I say, almost inside of one. I've never sat under a bronze horse before.
It's nice and quiet here. It gives a fellow a chance to think.
What are you thinking about now?
About whiskey.
What about whiskey?
About how nice it is. You're pretty nice, too. Just about the nicest girl I've...
No, don't. Please.
One kiss. Why not?
No! Let me go. Stop it. Stop it.
Hey!
Did I hurt you? I'm sorry.
No, you were quite right.
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry, really.
Oh, I don't mind. You are very beautiful.
Oh, you don't need to say a lot of nonsense. I said I'm sorry. We do get along.
Yes, don't we?
You're sweet.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're a dear. If you don't mind, I'd be glad to kiss you now.
Rinaldi, have you seen Catherine anywhere?
Miss Barclay? No, I am sorry. I've not seen her.
I thought you were with her after dinner.
Oh, that was 2 hours ago, Miss Ferguson. In 2 hours, many things can happen.
That's what I've been thinking.
But it is not good a pretty girl should think. Better we go for a little walk, yes?
No, thanks. I'm worried enough right now about Catherine. I haven't time to worry about myself, too.
Frederick, the guns have stopped.
They'll start again. You're a grand girl, Catherine.
I'm a crazy girl.
Why?
Oh, just being here, letting you make love to me.
It's nice. And you're beautiful. Isn't that enough?
It's nice. I suppose it has to be enough for people who are living as we live out here.
Back home, I'd have courted you and sent you flowers. Out here?
Out here, you crowd it all into 1 hour.
Why not? Tomorrow morning, I go up to the front again, and if a shell got me or a stray bullet and you never saw me again...
Darling.
Besides, what's so fine in putting it off, dragging it out? Tomorrow I may be dead.
Oh, no, don't even say it. Dearest. Oh, dearest.
You're shivering. Cold?
No, it was a premonition. Hold me tight, darling. Please hold me tight. Tomorrow you'll be gone. Tomorrow you'll be gone.
Four kilometers already, Senor Tenente. Senor Tenente. Tenente, you are far away this morning, eh? You are thinking, yes? Maybe you think of what we're going to find up there. That is not good, Tenente. You should be like me. I do not think about tomorrow. No, I only think about last night, the girls, the wine, the food, the...
Turn back, Vianney.
Turn back?
You heard what I said. Turn back.
Si, Tenente. Manera, Bonello, the Tenente says we are turning back.
In here, I'm on duty. It's against the rules.
I know, but I couldn't just walk off, disappear, I mean, without seeing you, without telling you what. Then, well, you're right. You're all right, aren't you?
Yes, I'm all right. Oh, you won't be gone long.
No, just as long as the push keeps up. We're going to attack.
You'll be careful, won't you?
I won't get hit. Nobody gets hit in this ambulance business.
Wait, I've got something for you to take along. This locket. Take it with you. It's a St. Anthony. Here.
You're not Catholic, are you?
No, but they say St. Anthony is very useful to guard you from harm.
I'll take care of him for you. Goodbye, Kath.
Oh, goodbye. Say, I'll come back to Catherine.
I'll come back to Catherine. I'll always come back.
That morning, I saw him drive away. And all that day, I heard the guns. She heard them, too. And sometimes I would see her hands close tight as if to squeeze that sound out of the world. 3 days of it. Then it was quiet again. And on the fourth day, they brought him in.
Major Rinaldi, he won't die. You wouldn't let him die.
Miss Barclay, this is my friend, my war brother.
Oh, promise me.
He will not die. The wounds are in the legs. When he is strong enough, I operate. And in a few months, he is as good like new, eh?
Oh, you're sure?
Only Rinaldi could be so sure. But he will need a very good nurse, I think, yes?
Oh, yes.
Miss Barclay, between us, we will make him well.
Federico, how do you feel tonight?
I feel fine, Father. I've been a lot stronger these last few days.
I brought you a few little things. Mosquito netting, the English papers, a bottle of vermouth. You like vermouth?
Mm-hmm. Now I won't have to bribe the porter tomorrow.
I believe the doctor prescribed castor oil.
Hey, hello, Cass. Come on in.
Oh, excuse me. I think...
Oh, don't go yet, Father. It's still early. Oh, I've just come to take his pulse.
Maybe he should rest the operation in the morning.
Oh, he's strong. He's got such a lovely temperature. It's always normal.
Maybe our children will have fine temperatures, too.
Our children will probably have beastly temperatures.
Father, I guess you know all about us now. We're in love.
I know. I could see it in your faces.
You approve, don't you, Father?
You spoke of children. That is the war. Without the war, you would live married in God's grace. Is it not so?
Sure, I guess so.
And you, my daughter?
I hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, I suppose so.
Then it is only right now, while you are holding hands. Deus Israel conjugat vos, et ipse sit vobiscum, et nunc domine, quaceus plenius benedicit.
Father, alleluia, are you... Is that the marriage service? Of course you understand that army regulations prevent us from marrying. They send Catherine back home. And we're not Catholics, you know.
Frederick.
It's a crazy marriage.
At least I'm in white.
No orange blossoms.
I can smell them.
No organ music.
I can hear it plainly. Father.
It was a foolish notion, perhaps. I have not the right. Yet, it has made me happy to do this. Now, from my heart, I can say, I bless you in his name.
Thank you, Father.
Goodbye, and be happy, both of you. And Federico, get well soon. I do not have time to come visiting you so much. Good night, my children.
Frederick, he closed the door.
Leave it closed.
Darling, you've got to rest. Your operation is in the morning.
It's our wedding night.
Oh, darling. Darling, there isn't any me anymore. Only what you want.
You, sweet.
Don't I make a lovely wife?
Such a lovely wife.
Feel our hearts beat.
No wonder my heart beats. I'm mad about you, Kath. Mad about you.
Frederick, do you know what month this is?
Oh, I don't know, Kath. April? May?
It's the middle of June. 4 months have gone by.
And all I know is I'm happy. I can walk again. Rinaldi did a swell job on me, all right. I walked all the way to this cafe, didn't I? Must be half a mile, I guess.
Oh, you could have walked 5 miles if the cafe'd been that far. We'll have to think about getting back. Ferguson will be worried about me again.
Ferguson doesn't like me, does she?
Oh, it isn't that. She just likes me more.
Well, that's reasonable. You on duty tonight?
Oh, yes, but you won't care. You'll go right off to sleep.
You'll wait and see.
Darling, how many girls have you loved?
None.
How many, really?
None.
Well, how many have you known?
None.
You're lying to me.
Of course.
That's what I want you to do. Keep on lying. Were they pretty?
I've never known anyone.
That's right. But what were they like?
I don't know anything about it.
Well, you're just mine, aren't you? You never belonged to anyone else. You never said you loved them, did you?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't. Oh, I love you, darling.
Then kiss me.
Here? In the cafe?
Yes.
Well.
You see? No one even noticed.
Federico, baby.
Oh, except Rinaldi.
Hello, Rini.
Baby. They have come just now, the orders. I am moving up to a field hospital.
Well, that's swell. Chance for you, Rini.
Good luck. But you do not understand.
Understand what?
I am a very big talker, I think. In my reports, I say I have made Federico well.
What do you mean?
He is ordered back to the front with me.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of A Farewell to Arms, starring Joan Fontaine, Pedro de Cordoba, and Gary Cooper. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
Tonight I'm going to talk to you again about the Lady Esther patch test. And I'm going to keep right on talking about it until you try it. Because I know that my patch test will prove to you, as nothing else can, that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream instantly beautifies your skin. Makes it look softer, smoother, and younger. That's why I want you to make the patch test. So that you can see this magic with your own eyes. Do it for me, won't you? Do it for yourself. Just rub a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one particular section of your face, like a spot on your forehead or chin. Choose a part of your face that's too oily or too dry, and if there are blackheads or big pores, so much the better. You will witness what seems like a miracle to you. You'll see that little patch of skin suddenly look a lot cleaner, fresher, and smoother than all the skin around it. You'll see a glowing, radiant difference that will astonish you. Now, you may think it's a miracle, but it isn't at all. It's exactly what you can expect from a cream that does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty. Here's what Lady Esther Face Cream does. 1, it thoroughly cleans your skin. 2, it softens your skin, loosens and absorbs the dry flakes. 3, it helps nature refine the pores. And 4, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream has but one objective, to give you a smoother, more radiant, more youthful-looking skin. So be sure to make the patch test tonight or tomorrow without fail.
So now it had come, the time when Federico must go back. Back to the war, back to the pounding of the guns. It was raining that dreary day in 1917. Yes, even the heavens could cry, but not those two. They had taken a little room in a hotel, and they were being very brave.
It's a fine room, don't you think? A lovely room.
You're a grand girl, Kath.
Oh, I wish we could do something really simple. Everything we do seems so innocent and right.
You're a fine, simple girl.
I am a simple girl. No one understood it except you. Listen.
It's only the rain.
I hate the rain. I'm afraid of the rain.
Afraid? Why?
Perhaps it's silly.
What? Tell me.
Sometimes I see me dead in the rain.
No.
Sometimes I see you dead in
it. Well, that's more likely.
Don't say that, darling.
I won't say anything, if you kiss me.
That is your train.
I'm afraid so.
I'll go with you.
No, please, I don't want you. Not at the station.
All right, darling.
I'm afraid I have to start. I hate to leave our fine house.
So do I. We never stay settled in a home very long, do we?
We will.
Oh, I'll have a fine home for you when you come back.
I'll be back right away.
Maybe you'll be hit just a little in the front.
Or the lobe of the ear.
No, I want your ears just the way they are. I want everything the way it is.
Don't, Kath. You mustn't. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes and count 10.
One.
Henry. Gone.
To buy a ticket, Signora?
Yes, I'd like a ticket to Switzerland, please.
To where, Signora? To what town?
The nearest one to Italy.
That would be Brissago, Signora.
All right, to Brissago, then.
I will write it out, Signora, in 2 seconds.
Catherine! Well, there you are.
Fergie, thank heaven. I was afraid you wouldn't come.
Do you mind telling me what it's all about?
Well, I'm going away.
Well, I knew that when you telephoned and asked me to bring this kit bag down. But where? Why?
To Switzerland. To have a baby.
American. I always disliked him. Now when you need him, he goes away.
He doesn't know.
You mean you didn't tell him?
Oh, what good would it do? It would only worry him. He had to go away anyway.
Your ticket, Signora. The price is 8 lira.
Thank you. Here you are.
5 minutes on track one.
Catherine, are you sure you want to go? You'll be all alone.
No, I won't, Peggy. That's part of being in love.
But you are going to tell him.
Oh, of course. I'll write to him from Switzerland.
Yes, she wrote to him and told him what she had to tell.
Frederick, darling, I have a great surprise. I couldn't tell you when you left.
She wrote to him every day. Letters of love.
Darling, oh, darling, I love you so.
Letters of hope.
We'll have a great time, the three of us.
Letters full of dreams and promises.
He'll look like you, I know he will. He'll have your crooked smile in your eyes. He'll grow tall and strong like you. Oh, darling, darling, I can scarcely wait.
Yes, she wrote to him. But in the front lines, they received no mail. Sometimes no food, no supplies. The guns were loud again. In those weeks and months, a terror and a panic spread. And then our men were in retreat. At first, just a few. Then by companies. Then whole regiments. And Federico with the rest. One night, I heard someone at my door.
It's me, Father. Shut the door.
Federico, what are you doing here?
I might as well be here as anywhere else. The whole army's in retreat. Where is she, Father? Where is Catherine?
Did she not write to you?
I haven't had a letter since I left.
She's in Brissago now.
Brissago? What for?
She went away to have your child. After that, no one could have held him back. His uniform, his duty, they meant nothing to him anymore. Only one thought was in his mind, that he must go to her. And so he went. The only way he could, rowing himself across the lake to Switzerland. All night he rowed in the rain over 30 kilometers until his hands were raw and wet with blood. And by morning, he was there, at Brissago, at the hospital where they had taken her, sitting alone in the little waiting room.
Doctor, is she going to be all right?
It's too early. We had to operate. Are you the husband? You should have been here last night. She kept calling for you. She's very weak and she's lost a lot of blood. There was a baby born. It was a boy, but he was dead before you got here. You just wait here, and I'll call you when we need.
She won't die. People don't die in childbirth anymore.
What if she should die?
She won't die. She's just having a bad time, that's all.
But what if she should die?
She can't die.
Yes, but what if she should die?
What reason is there for her to die? There's just a child to be born.
But what if she should die?
She won't die. She's all right.
It's raining out. What if she should die? Remember what you said about the rain.
She can't. She can't die. She can't.
Did you call?
No. No, I'm sorry. I didn't say anything, nurse.
You'd better come, sir. Quickly, please.
Thank you, doctor. Yeah.
Darling, you're here. I knew you were coming. When they put me under the ether, I knew you were here.
You're going to be all right, Kath.
I'm going to die. I hate it.
No, no, you'll be all right. I know you will.
When my letters came back, I thought you were dead. I wanted to die, too. Now I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I only hate it. Oh, you won't do our things with any other girl or say the same things, will you?
Never.
I want you to have other girls, though.
I don't want them.
It's stopped raining, hasn't it?
Yes, darling.
I'm not afraid anymore. Open the window.
Of course.
Darling, the bells.
There were rumors in the town. An armistice.
Peace. Peace. No more guns. No one dead. No.
Catherine! Kath!
Oh, please,
please, please.
Joan Fontaine, Gary Cooper, and Pedro de Córdoba for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight. And now, here is a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
I do hope that all of you listening to me tonight will try the Lady Esther patch test, for it will prove to you while you watch that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream can do really remarkable things for the beauty of your skin. Here's all you do. Just dip your finger in a jar of Lady Esther face cream and rub it on one little section of your face, perhaps around your nose, your chin, or on one cheek. Choose a part of your face that's too oily or too dry, or where you have blackheads and big pores. Just rub Lady Esther face cream on that one little patch of skin, wipe it off, and apply Lady Esther face powder. That's all I ask you to do. You'll see that one little part of your face, that one patch of skin, take on a radiant new look of freshness and clarity. You'll see it suddenly look a lot softer, smoother, and younger textured than any of the skin around it. And you'll say it's magic. But it isn't magic at all. It's the natural result of using one cream that does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty. And remember, what you see happen to that one little patch of skin will happen to your whole face when you apply Lady Esther face cream. Just imagine how exciting and glamorous you'll look when you use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and then apply Lady Esther face powder to the smooth, new freshness of your skin.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present High Sierra. It will star Ida Lupino and Humphrey Bogart. Be sure to listen. Gary Cooper can soon be seen in the Paramount Cecil B. DeMille Technicolor picture, The Story of Dr. Wassell. Joan Fontaine can soon be seen in the Paramount Technicolor picture, Frenchman's Creek. Miss Fontaine appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.